Krakow to Masterclass. Arrange the city ambience in Ableton Live 12 for rave-laced tension. Welcome. In this short masterclass, we'll turn raw city field recordings into tense, rave-ready ambience for drum and bass in Ableton Live 12. You'll learn a beginner-friendly sampling workflow using Lev's stock tools, Simpler, Drum Rack, Beat Repeat, Grain Delay, Auto Filter, Reverb, EQ8, Compressor, Utility, Saturator, and simple arrangement and automation tricks that make ambience feel alive and rhythmic. What we'll build first: a two-part ambience system, a long background drone, a stretched city wash for atmosphere, and a rhythmic foreground made from sliced city hits gated to the beat. We'll add return effects, reverb and grain delay, a ducking setup so the ambience breathes with the kick, and a few MIDI clips and clip envelopes so the ambience evolves across an intro, tension section, and a build cue ready for a drop. Before we begin, load at least one long field recording: traffic, subway, crowd murmur, distant sirens, and a couple of short hits like a horn or metallic clang. Let's go. Project setup: create a new live set and set the tempo to a drum and bass range, 170 to 175 BPM. That speed helps rhythmic gating feel tense and fast. Make three tracks: ambience drone, ambience slices, and effects returns. Add a drum rack track for drums so you can audition ambience with a kick while you work. Prepare the drone, drop your long city recording into ambience drone. Double-click to open clip view, turn warp on and choose complex or complex pro. Those modes keep texture intact when you stretch or transpose. Warp the clip so it plays smoothly and loop it. If the recording is bright, transpose between -7 and -12 semitones to darken the drone. For tighter control, use Simpler. Create a MIDI track, drop the audio into Simpler, set to classic, enable loop, and choose a long loop region. Map it to a low note like C1 and draw a long sustained MIDI note. Use Simpler's filter to low pass and tame highs. On the drone track, insert EQ8, high pass around 4060 Hz so the subspace is free for bass, and gentle cuts around 26k Hz if it's harsh. Saturator, a little drive, 24 dB, soft clipping for grit. Auto filter, low pass with a slow synced LFO 1/8 to 1/4 and shallow depth for gradual movement. Send the drone to a return named Rverb with a large reverb, decay between 6 and 12 seconds. Small pre-delay. On the return, add an EQ8 with a low cut to remove sub-rumble. Use utility to keep the drone wide but controlled, with around 80-100%. Create the rhythmic foreground, take your short hits and use slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient and create one-shot Simpler so live builds a drum rack. Open the drum rack and audition pads. Pick the slices that work as percussive textures. Create a 4-bar MIDI clip and program a sparse pattern with 16th and 32nd motion suited to 170 BPM. Silence is a tool here. Leave space. Then add off-grid nudges of 530 ms or apply a subtle groove for push and pull. On the drum rack track, chain the processing like this. On individual Simplers, trim start points and use the filter envelope for short decay if you want pluck-like hits. Send to the same Rverb or add a second shorter return for close ambience. Insert beat repeat after the drum rack. Set interval to 1/8 or 1/16. Gate short, grid at 1/32, and set chance low, 5 to 20%, so repeats feel occasional. Add grain delay as a send or on a duplicate bus. Small sync delay time 1/64 to 1/16. Moderate spray and slight pitch variation for shimmer. Make the ambience rhythmic and tense. Add an auto filter on the drum rack or on the whole ambience bus, set to bandpass or low pass with moderate resonance. Map filter cutoff to a macro name tension and automate it as the arrangement moves. Use clip envelopes to draw small pitch rises on chosen Simplers. In the clip, open the envelope lane and automate sample pitch or clip transpose for short upward sweeps over 1 to 2 bars, effective for siren-like tension. On the Rverb return, add a compressor for ducking. Route a copy of your kick to a duck trigger track. Enable sidechain on the return compressor and select that kick track. Use a ratio around 3:1 to 6:1, fast attack, 1 to 10 ms, and release about 80 to 200 ms so the reverb ducks to the kick and breathes back in between hits. Group all ambience tracks into a bus and add a glue compressor for cohesion. Light gain reduction, 2 to 4 dB. Followed by an EQ to carve any muddy 200 to 600 Hz buildup. Arrange for build, tension, and release intro, bars 1 to 16. Keep only the drone. Low pass it for darkness. Keep reverb wet and grain subtle. Tension section, bars 17 to 32. Bring in the drum rack slices. Automate the tension macro to open the filter cutoff. Raise foreground texture volume and increase beat repeat chance slightly. Add a high pass sweep on the drone to reveal more mids and highs. Build cue bars 33 to 40. Increase beat repeat density. Switch interval to 1/16 and shorten gate. Automate a small pitch rise on the drone. Plus a touch more grain delay feedback. Try automating reverb decay to change the perceived space. Small moves make big impressions. Release/drop cue. Snap the filter open and mute or heavily duck the rhythmic slices to create a gap for drums and bass. A quick utility gain jump of 3 to 6 dB on the main ambience can add impact at the drop. Final touches manage stereo width. Narrow low frequencies with utility and widen mid-highs for atmosphere. Duplicate the drone. Pitch 1 copy down by 7 semitones and pan for depth. Group the devices and macro map key controls. Cutoff, beat repeat chance, reverb send, grain delay amount, and duck threshold. Then save as an instrument rack called City Tension Rack. Common mistakes to avoid: don't leave sub-frequencies in ambience. HBF around 40 to 80 Hz keeps the low end clear. Avoid too much wet reverb on inserts. Use sends and ducking for clarity. Don't run beat repeat all the time. Use it as a tension device and automate it. Don't warp atmospheres in beats mode. Use Complex or Complex Pro. Don't overcompress the ambience bus. Keep glue light, 2 to 4 dB. Don't let drone stay static. Automate filter, pitch, or send levels. Pro tips: mix long sliced pads with short transient hits for more musical rhythm. Layer a low pitch detuned copy under the drone for sub pressure. Use sample start randomization for humanized variation. For fast tension, sync beat repeat to 1/16 with a short gate for jittery microrhythms. Automate the reverb low cut on the return. Open highs during builds and roll them back in verses. Map multiple parameters to a single tension macro for one knob performance. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 40 minutes, import one long city recording and two short hits. Create a drone in Simpler, warp with Complex Pro, loop a 4-bar region, low pass, and set an auto filter LFO at 1/8 synced. Slice the hits to a drum rack and program a 4-bar loop with offbeat accents. Add beat repeat at 10% chance and interval 1/16. Create a long reverb return at around 8 seconds, and a compressor on that return sidechain to a dummy kick. Arrange a 32-bar idea, 8-bar intro with drone only, 16-bar tension with slices and rising filter, and an 8-bar build increasing beat repeat and opening cutoff. Export a 16 to 32-bar stem of the ambience for reference. Recap: we've covered a practical workflow to transform city recordings into atmospheric drones and rhythmic textures for drum and bass. Key steps: warp and loop for drones or load into Simpler, slice for percussive textures, use grain delay and beat repeat for micro motion, automate auto filter and pitch for evolving tension, use reverb sends with sidechain ducking for clarity, and arrange intro right arrow tension right arrow build for musical impact. Save your work as racks and templates so these Krakote-inspired tools are ready for reuse. Final coaching note: treat your recordings as musical raw material. Work iteratively, keep things non-destructive, and listen at different volumes. Small edits, start point nudges, tiny pitch moves, filter sweeps, turn field audio into focused, rave-ready ambience that sits with drums and bass. That's the Krakote Masterclass. Arrange the City Ambience in Ableton Live 12 for Rave Lace Tension. Go experiment, save versions, and make something that breathes with the beat.